Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So we got Maggie on line one. She is looking for a second date update with this guy named Joe. I glossed over the email, which was pretty kind of long and extensive, but if you could sort of boil it down for us, Maggie, and just the bullet points, basically tell us how you met Joe and how that first encounter went, that'd be great.
Yeah, so I met Joe at a wedding, kind of through a friend of a friend, but I was kind of looking at him from like across the room during the wedding, and then I actually got introduced to him at the reception.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it kind of seemed like it went both ways. You know, clearly we ended up having a lot of fun, and we were drinking, and we both got like pretty tipsy. I mean, I'd say drunk, too drunk to drive.
So you two, when you met at the reception, you clicked instantly, where you guys started hanging out together the rest of the night.
Yeah. I mean, to the point where people were like, oh my gosh, did you bring him as your date? Like, we're having fun.
And did you bring dates or were you both solo?
No, I didn't bring a date. And I'm pretty sure he didn't bring a date because we ended up spending the night together.
Oh, well.
There you go.
All right, that solves that question.
Ain't nothing quite like a wedding hookup.
Are you the type of person, and I know they exist because I have a lot of them in my circle, that go to a wedding solo with the intention to go home with some other solo person at the wedding and have a good old merry time?
Well, I definitely think that, I mean, it was a possibility in the back of my mind that I didn't know it would work out as well.
Right, okay.
I mean, you don't go on purpose, but if it happens, it happens, right?
No, I know people that definitely bring the bag. They bring the supply bag.
Wow. Yeah.
It's in my car.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
And Maggie, did you go back to his place or did he go back to your place?
Neither, actually. We both had a lot to drink, so he ended up getting us a hotel room.
Ah,
how nice of him.
I love reception. See, you should always have it at a hotel.
So you can just go upstairs.
Yeah, nothing against function halls, but
it gives you zero time to consider the decision you're about to make.
I love
it. Just get on the elevator.
And they usually offer a discount if you're with the wedding
party.
I was
just going to say,
we got a block of rooms and
just say you're with the Smith party.
And I can confirm that Hotel Covington actually has a special rate for people if you have maybe a little bit too much or the night goes a little late in
Do
the bar
really?
Hotel Covington. They have what's called the elevator discount.
Well, the elevator discount is very handy, especially if you have cats at home.
Right. It's perfect.
As opposed to a dog that you got to go home and let out.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you were after Bosom Ball. Huh?
This isn't about me. This is about Maggie and Joe. So, Maggie, you spent the night in the hotel, which was probably a smart idea just because you guys had too much to drink. How did that go? Or do you even remember? Like, how drunk are we talking here?
Pretty drunk, but I have to admit, it wasn't our fault. Like, people kept giving us shots.
I've been a victim in that situation as well.
I have, too.
Yes.
Horrible people.
These people that just kept giving us
shots. How much fun we were having. Like, I think that everyone wanted us to have a good time and kind of hit it off. So,
well, it takes a village.
Sometimes.
So what happened the next morning?
Well, everything was great. Unfortunately, I had to leave kind of early, so that was a bit of a bummer. But I kissed him goodbye, and he said he'd call me.
No, and did he?
And here I am.
Oh, that was that. You never heard from him again after that?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I mean, I've texted him a few times, but now I'm legitimately confused because nothing bad happened. Like, we honestly hit it off.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, alcohol influence, so.
A wee bit.
I mean, I know that we were drunk, and I'm trying to rack my brain, but it really, I mean, he kissed me back. It wasn't like, you know, the next morning he just pretended to be asleep. Like, it was good. We left on good terms.
Okay. It did not feel awkward.
No, I just had to leave. That was it.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We're going to take a break. I'll put you on hold. Fritch is going to pick up. She'll get Joe's phone number from you. We'll call Joe and see what he thought of his wedding night romantic encounter with you. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen, a second date update continues on Q102. All right, so Maggie went out with this guy named Joe. Well, I should rephrase this. Maggie met this guy named Joe at a wedding reception recently. Spotted him from across the room. They were introduced. They instantly hit it off. They both came solo, so it was nice to have somebody you click with. Ended up getting kind of drunk. And things got so flirty and so passionate, they ultimately spent the night right there at the hotel. I mean, Well, they were too drunk to drive, so it made sense for them to stay.
You know, you don't want to risk your own well-being as well as everybody else on the road.
Exactly. They spent the night at the hotel, and then she said that evidently went great. The next morning, they seemed okay with each other. I think they hugged, and maybe there was a kiss there. Maggie, did you say there was a kiss or just a hug or what?
There was definitely a kiss. I mean, I was the first one to leave, so I gave him a
kiss. Yeah, she had to leave the next morning. And then I guess what, Joe said he would text you and he never did, or did he not?
Yeah, he said he'd call.
He said he would call, and he never called. So here we are. That was how long ago, Maggie?
Last weekend, actually.
Last weekend, all right. So let's go ahead and call Joe. Hi, Joe.
Yes, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. This is Jeff Thomas. I'm with the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102. I'm here with my partner, Jen.
Hey, Joe.
Fritch, our producer, is here. Tim. The whole gang is here.
Hi.
Really? This is Jeff and Jen?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
It's like the second date update, guys, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
And it's funny you should mention that, because guess what this call is?
No. Oh, no.
It is indeed.
Yes.
You sure you got the right number? Because I haven't been on a date in a long time.
Well, it wasn't really like an official date. It was the girl that you met at the wedding, Maggie. You guys ended up spending the night at the hotel.
It was kind of a date.
You're talking about the wasted wedding freak.
Ooh.
Well, what kind of freak, though?
I don't know that I would have characterized her.
Now, don't get me wrong. It was a good kind of freaky. But, yeah, we had a crazy night together. I mean, it was awesome, but, man, she trashed the place.
But she trashed the hotel room?
Yeah. She did some crazy that night. Broke a couple of lamps. And
what?
She tore down the drapes. Cranberry juice was spilled everywhere. And the craziest thing, you know how they have those phones in the bathroom? Well, yeah. It was in the bathtub the next morning. I think I had her propped up against the bathroom counter, and she just ripped it out of the wall because it was in her way.
That a girl. Wow.
I mean, that night, everything was just crazy and wild, and I was loving it. But the $1,800 hotel bill was a little steep. So, I mean, they had, like, to fix the wallpaper. She wrote her phone number, lipstick.
Wow. Maggie, did the ghost of Scott Weiland take over your body or something?
No.
Trash is a hotel room.
What are you doing?
It couldn't have been that bad.
I don't know. $1,800. How much was the room itself, Joe?
The room itself was $125.
Oh. You know,
but it was $1,800. And don't get me wrong, it was a crazy fun night. But I just don't, you know, that was one night. I don't need to do that all the time.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty intense.
I love it. It was that bad. I do remember spilling the cranberry vodka, but not any of that other stuff. I would have remembered that.
Don't worry about it, because it was worth it. It's exactly what I needed that
I was just going to ask him if it was worth $1,800.
Well, I'm glad you at least remember it. It sounds like she... Black. What were you drinking?
Besides vodka, cranberry.
Right. I was going to say the
and
same
shots.
Thing. Cran and vodka.
There was a lot of tequila, too.
Yeah, I mean, we did tequila shots.
Tequila.
But,
mm-hmm. See, tequila makes me do crazy things.
And it also makes you black out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a couple of nights like that.
I mean, Joe, I don't know if you'd be open to maybe going out on a date where there were less shots and less tequila. Or if you can even afford to go on another date, but at least we'd be willing to pay for this.
I mean, if we hooked up again another wedding, you know, I would just make sure to Uber back to her place. But
let her trash her own place.
Another day.
You're costing me money, lady. You're too expensive. I can't afford to go out with you even for a one-night stand. That was an expensive.
That's a $46 Uber ride. Totally cool.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Maggie. No luck here on the second date. But at least now we know.
Now I'm, like, incredibly embarrassed.
Well, just avoid that tequila.
Yeah.
You learn.
I never had a crazy night like that on vodka.
No. Yeah.
It's when the tequila
Yeah. Well, that or the Jägermeister, any of those.
Goldschlager.
Ooh, do people even drink that anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think I've had Jägermeister since I was 22. All right. Well, Joe, thank you for taking the call, man. We appreciate it. And Maggie, I'm sorry if we can ever assist again in your future dating exploits. Please don't hesitate to give us a call.
Okay, thanks.
All right, guys.
All right, take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.